Today's episode is titled Little Gestures. I think I found the sweet spot. My last post, Bringing the Monsters to Light, was the most personal and conversational of posts that I've written thus far. It felt like sharing a piece of my daily journal with you. It was the most well-received post to date. The more informative narratives I've posted in previous weeks didn't feel like the right fit, but I wouldn't have known that until I posted them. I tried to find the original author of this quote, and there's many variations of it, but the idea generally is, the road to success is paved with failure. I wanted to attribute that quote, but there's so many, it's been said so many times in so many different ways that I didn't know where the original one came from. But the message, the road to success is paved with failure, is not lost on me. I repeat this mantra to myself and those around me who wish to create something from nothing, to the point where I probably sound like a broken record. I fear of looking foolish. It's a reoccurring theme you'll soon begin to see in the upcoming weeks as I'm being more transparent with these posts. Partially, that fear of appearing foolish exists because caring what other people think is part of the human experience, but mostly because I'm creating something for you, the listener, or the reader, to enjoy. To create things that I'm interested in is always my top priority, but it still hurts when something that I share is poorly received. And I ask myself, as most creators do, when will I no longer feel like an imposter? And I'm not quite sure that point will ever come, but I've tried to set a concrete goal for myself, which is to move one person. If I can accomplish that, I consider the post successful. Anybody who creates anything is sharing a vulnerable part of themselves. Scathing comments online ruminate in my head longer than I would prefer to admit. There's this new trend that has been cultivated on social media platforms where somebody will watch a film or listen to an album and tweet at the creator telling them how awful whatever they just consumed was. It's a terrible album. Can't stand Jack White's latest album. That last movie with Keanu Reeves was awful. And they would let him know that on Twitter for him to read instead of just watching something, saying this isn't for me and not watching it again. They reach out to the individual to tell them how terrible it was. So I'm hoping we can start a new trend. If you enjoyed something somebody put their soul into, send them a message, whether it's private or public, or leave them a comment, letting them know what their art meant to you. It's the smallest gestures that make the biggest impact. I want to thank you guys for listening. And until next time, Lauren Bronstein out.